For radio sports presentation, Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Volleyball.
McKelvey serve right down the middle to Carly Bauer. Here's the set to the middle. Halley around the single block down and good. Match point number two for Minden. The 10th kill for Bauer. Six of them here in this final set.
Tonight it's the Axtell Triangular as the Wildcats welcome in the Gothenburg Swedes and the state-rated Minden Whippets. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Popple plays back row up to Clausrode. He tips it over Bergman's weight. Opportunity here. Left side attack, and Collin just knocks it over. Shayla Nelson now on the outside. She'll take it off the block and get the kill. Shayla Nelson with her 11th kill.
D2 third-ranked Axtell steps up in class tonight as they welcome in two members of the Southwestern Conference. It's the Wildcats try coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Axtell High School with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Axtell High School. It's Classic Hit 98.9 and PlatteRiverPrep.com. Coverage of high school volleyball, our final match tonight from the Axtell Triangular between the host Wildcats and the Minden Whippets. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Both teams defeated Gothenburg earlier tonight. Axtell in three sets, Minden in straight sets, and both have gone off to good starts this season. Axtell is 8-1, Minden is 12-2, and both are state rated. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show as we look at the starting lineup for tonight's final match. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one at a time. 5 points Bank. For the visiting Minden Whippets, their service rotation begins with number 13, a 5'9 sophomore outside hitter, Carly Bauer. Number 10, 5'10 junior middle hitter, Sydney Stadler. Number 4, 5'6 freshman center, Allie Rouse. Number 11, a 5'8 senior outside hitter, Halle Bauer. Number 9, a 5'11 senior middle hitter, Bailey Peterson. And number 15, a 5'8 junior right side hitter, Elena Boudreau-Lavero, is number 1, Chelsea Miller, 5'5" senior. Head coach is Ed Rouse, assisted by Julie Radka, 12-2, ranked 4th in the state in Class C1. For Axtell, number 0 is 5'4 senior, Gabby Noble. Number 19, 5'7 senior, Sierra Robinson. Number 2, 5'10 freshman, Anna Kring. Number 14, 5'9 senior, Sarah Beck. Number 1, 5'7 senior, Haley Kring. And number 5, 5'9 senior, Lexi Clausrode, the libero. Number 30, 5'4 sophomore, Gabby Nickel. The head coach of the Axtell Cats, Brad Nelson, assisted by Jade Runge. Axtell is 8-1 on the season, ranked 3rd. ND2. That's the starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. We'll get things underway after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Axtell. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you outstanding high school athletics throughout the season. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. For Axtell, they'll be wearing the black uniforms with the white trim and the purple uniforms with the white trim for the Whippets of Minden. Of course, Axtell, a couple of years ago when these teams started to play, C2 team, now they have slid down to D2 in a hurry, and this is going to be a huge test for them tonight, but really can't lose anything here. You're picking up some bonus points playing so far up for Minden. I'm sure the message from Ed Rouse is don't take these guys lightly. Let's go out. Let's take care of business. Let's get out of here and get our two wins and get ready for the Holdridge tournament this weekend. Again, 1 week from tonight, we're in Grand Island, where Central Catholic takes on Kearney Catholic in a rematch of last year's C1 state final. This Friday, high school football here on Classic Hits. Amherst is at Bertrand, while Ravenna is at Hastings Faith Cecilia on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Minden has won the toss. They'll serve it. Carly Bauer fires it away and gets an ace. And that is the one thing. Gothenburg threw up 17 aces in their loss to Axtell. Axtell has absolutely got to pick the volleyball up or this will not last long at all. And that's one of the differences here in this match when you're coming to a smaller team and you immediately get two ace serves now for Minden to start out 2-0. And so Coach Brad Nelson's going to sub in Jordan Miller here in the back row defensively. Carly Bauer again. This time takes it at Miller. Miller handles it. And to the right side, we go back middle, Kring. She'll drive it over. Rouse with the set. Hallie Bauer tips it over for Minden. The dig is made by Robinson, but they cannot get it back over. And Hallie Bauer, who along with her sister Carly, each had 10 kills in the win over Gothenburg, quickly give Minden a 3-0 lead. Carly Bauer with the serve. Goes middle, couple of cat bump together, but they do make the play. Slapped over Robinson, and she'll take it off the attempted block of Hallie Bauer and get the kill. Sierra Robinson with the first point here for Axtell. Sarah Feck will come back into the front row now after that start for Minden, 3 in a row. And the serve by Gabby Noble takes it down the middle to Carly Bauer. Rouse has to run it down. Hallie Bauer from the 10-foot line takes it across. The dig is made by Nickel. Left side, Robinson drives it over. The dig is made by Minden's libero, Chelsea Miller. Angle attack down and good by Bauer. In the net anyway on Axtell. Hallie Bauer with her second kill. 4-1 Minden. Minden's only two losses, Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic. Axtell's only loss was to Overton, who is still unbeaten going into tonight's play. Of course, they're going to be tested by Bertrand over at the Loomis tournament. Served by Sydney Stadler is going to be deep and out of bounds. So back over to Axtell it goes. And Robinson to serve. 4-2 the score. And this serve is in. They let it go. Hallie Bauer thought it was going to be deep, and it stays in, according to the line judge, 4-3. Minden, Axtell, we've seen a lot of ace serves tonight, and we've seen a couple three already here. Serve across to Carly Bauer, close to that. Rouse keeps it out. The attack is going to be blocked by Kring. The middle attack by Peterson is blocked by Hannah Kring, and it's tied at 4. You've got sisters on both sides, Hannah and Haley Kring for Axtell, Hallie and Carly Bauer for Minden. And Robinson fires again, trying to give them a lead. Outside attack, Bauer, good thing in the back row, picked up there by Nickel and passed across. Rouse slides outside, going to be driven down the line by Peterson and gets the kill. Minden 5, Axtell 4. Back to serve it away will be Allie Rouse. And Rouse takes a little extra time here. As Axtell gets set, knuckleball comes into the back row. Into the ball game, Laura Lundeen defensively. She'll dig, get it up to the front row. Tipped over by Kring. Rouse runs it down. Hallie Bauer will drop it across. Ball's in the middle. Picked up there, Lundeen. The Noble outside attack by Kring. One arm up that time by Rouse was a beauty. And passed across. Good rally going here early on in game one. Middle attack down and good. Hannah Crane. I'll tell you what, there's a freshman that's not afraid to play a little volleyball. And hammers that one home. 5-5, and Axtell will have the serve. Hannah Crane gets that one down the middle. Close to the net. Rouse had to try and tip it out of there, out of the overpass by Carly Bauer. Does. Picked up by Kring. Haley drives it over, and Axtell has the lead. Haley Kring with her first kill. Axtell 6, Minden 5 in the opening game on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Axtell, and Minden. World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPress.com. And Hannah Kring serve. Just got over. Again, passed very close to the net. Couple of overpasses. Ends up back on the Minden side. And they'll set it back for Halle Bauer, and she'll get the kill. Well, everybody was a little out of system after those quick little jousts at the net. And Halle Bauer gets her third kill. 6-6, game one. Best of three. Played at 25. See what happens here tonight. Axtell off to a good start. Looks like Dave Greeks on Amperman TV is going to be able to see some highlights of our matches tonight on the late sports. Back row attack by Haley Kring. Got underneath it and sailed it deep. Minden regains the lead at 7-6. Allie Bauer to serve. And across it comes, picked up there by Nickel. Right side attack, Beck. Good swing, down and good. Sarah Beck from off the net right side. Hammers it down, gets her first kill. She'll come out. Jordan Miller comes in to serve. 7-7. Pretty good, solid, fundamental volleyball so far in our first 7 points for each team. And an ace serve for Miller. These balls are just getting over that tape and dying right now. Not a lot of jump serves and spinning the ball, just good movement. Still up 8-7. Miller moves it around. This time it's stabbed out by Carly Bauer. Get it to the outside. Carly goes near side attack. Overpass Nickel, right back over to Minden. Try one more time. Carly Bauer, tip try. Dig made Jordan Miller. Set middle, Claus Rohde. Off the block for an Axtell kill. 9-7, Axtell. That brings Ed Rouse off the bench. Wants to get his block a little solid. Shore that up. Miller to serve. And the line drive serve picked up there by Carly Bauer. Set right side. Big swing, Boudreaux. And we've got in the net called on Axtell. They didn't hear the whistle and tried to play on. But in the net called. And Minden will get the ball back. To serve it away will be Chelsea Miller, the libero, for the Whippets. And Miller will let it fly down the middle to her libero counterpart. Overset and outbounds. A little mistake there by the Cats. Too much on the set. And we are tied at 9. Another serve coming out here for Miller. Chelsea Miller. Got a Miller on each side. Here's Noble setting right side for Haley Crane. Good angle. Dig made by Rouse. Still waiting on the defense, and they'll let it go deep off the swing of Carly Bauer. So a couple of mistakes here in this first set. 4 minutes have allowed Axtell to stay in things. And more than stay in it. They're up 10-9. Haley Crane to serve. Soft into the back corner, but it's deep. She thought she got the ace. The back judge says no. And it's 10-10. That's the first service error for Axtell. Each team has one. And now it's Elena Boudreaux to serve it away here for Minden. Line drive serve off the ceiling in the back row. Chased down by Crane, and Miller can't pass it across. 11-10. Minden regains the lead. And Boudreaux will serve it away again. And to serve it away. Boudreaux looking for another point. Line drive serve. Miller barely kept it in play, and it's overpassed there by Robinson. Rouse sets it outside a little wide, and the tip is going to be out of bounds by Carly Bauer. She went up to hit it and then decided to back down and tip it and missed the line. 11-11. Paz Rohde to serve here for Axtell. Right down the middle to Halle Bauer. Rouse short set middle, and it's going to be terminated here by Minden Sydney Stadler. Her first kill. Fifth kill of the game for Minden. They've got a couple of ace serves. Not much of a blocking team, Minden. And no ace blocks against Gothenburg. Nothing so far here. And we go to the beginning of the line again. Carly Bauer serves for the second time. Takes it at Miller. Noble gets it up for Hannah Crane. Off the block, it's dug in the back row by Chelsea Miller. Set outside, Hallebauer rolls it back middle for the kill. Number four for Hallebauer, 13-11. Minden finally gets a two-point lead. They were up 4-1. Axtell came storming back, and that's the first time they've been up by more than one since that point. Carly Bauer got him off to that good lead the first time she was there. Fires it across to Gabby Nickel. In the middle, Noble has to set it across. Three ball here. Rouse sets outside. Bauer's there. There's no block, but a good dig by Kring, and then it's returned into the net. Hallie Bauer with her fifth kill, and now Axtell will call a timeout. So Axtell hanging tough. Minden has put three in a row on the board, and it's 14-11 Whippets. Game one here on Classic Hits.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit BuildersNE.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Axtell, where Minden, out of the timeout by the Wildcats, will serve it into the net, and that will end Carly Bauer's run right there. 14-12, Minden with the lead, game one, and Gabby Noble's turn to serve it away. Two Whippets run together, but the ball finds its way to Rouse. Hallie Bauer tips it over, and Hallie will get hers to kill. Really, that's where they're going the entire time right now. Minden has been very one-dimensional. And Hallie Bauer, the big hitter, keeps getting fed. Why wouldn't you? And back to serve Sydney Stadler. Stadler down the middle to Haley Crane, who's in the back row. Passes off the mark. Noble couldn't get to it. And it's going to be 16-12. I think we'll call that an ace for Sydney. And Stadler will fly this one across to Kring. Pass to the middle 10-foot line. Feck takes a punch at it. Rouse with the set, short set middle for Minden, and it's going to be through the block for Bailey Peterson to get the kill. Axtell just about got it sent back, but it stuck on the tape and fell on the Axtell side. Kaylee Becker now into the ball game for Axtell. Sydney Stadler to serve it away again. 17-12. Serve goes back middle to Haley Kring. Set it to Haley. 10-foot line. She'll take it across. It was tipped, and she'll get the kill. So for Haley, that'll be just her second. Five different players had one kill apiece for Axtell. Haley, the first player to get her second. And now Sierra Robinson will serve. And Robinson serves. Floats across, over pass, joust at the net. It's back over to Minden. Nobody could put it away there. They send it over on a free ball, and Axtell watches it hit the floor. Hallie Bauer gets a free one there. It's 18-13 here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com as Laura Lundeen checks in defensively here for Coach Brad Nelson. Minden with the lead, and Allie Rouse, the freshman center, will serve it away. And Rouse's serve into the net will not go over, and the error gives it back over to Minden, or to Axtell, 18-14. And Becker will stay in to serve it away. Becker serves. Goes right into the center to Boudreau. Set it up for Bauer. Blocked up front, Claus Rohde. Minden tries again. Hallie will set it across. Opportunity here as Becker gets it up front. Noble to Claus Rohde. Off the tip. It's down and good. Alexi with her second kill. And back-to-back points by Axtell. Cuts it to three. 18-15. Becker picks up her first point of the night. And Becker serves. Over to Carly Bauer. Middle attack is going to be through the block there for Minden's Bailey Peterson. So Minden now maybe trying to move the ball around a little bit more. Hallie Bauer back to serve. Anna Kring comes out for the libero. Gabby Nickel. 19-15. Minden and a short serve for an ace. Hallie Bauer drops that ace in there, the fourth one. 20-15. Minden now with their biggest lead at 20-15, and we will see the second timeout called here by Axtell. We'll be right back.
School has started, and just when you think you've gotten back into the normal routine, your son or daughter reminds you that you forgot about getting them a school car. We can help you out with that. Stop into Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg. Let us know the amount you want to spend, and we will get you one to fit your budget. Stop in or call Pony Express Chevrolet today to find that special school car. And check us out on the web at PonyExpressChevrolet.com. Pony Express Chevrolet, Gothenburg. Chevrolet, an American Revolution.
And again, we want to thank all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sports on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Out of the Axtell timeout, Hallie Ballard is serving away here for Minden. Double sets right side, back over the double block, and it's tipped. Ball still in play, and out of bounds it goes. Beck will get the kill. Sarah Beck with her second kill of the game. Side out here for Axtell. Axtell's playing well here against a very good Minden team. C1 versus D2. This is good playing right here to stay in this one. And in to serve, Jordan Miller takes it back there to Bauer. Didn't get a very good pass. Carly Bauer, back row attack, is out of bounds. And the error gives Axtell their 17th point. And Jordan Miller, her third service point of this set, had a couple last time. Like to get at least a couple here, but sends this one too deep. And out of bounds. Got to stay aggressive, and that's what Axtell's doing, and they've missed a couple in the process. Back into the front row, Sydney Stadler, 21-17, Minden. Chelsea Miller to serve. Game one goes far corner at Miller. Good pass to Noble. Right side Crane goes left-handed tip, and in the net, going to be called on Minden. I don't think it would have mattered anyway. I think one official had one way and the other official had the other, but I think they got it right. Haley Kring with the kill, 21-18. And Kring now goes back to serve. Looking to the back corner there to Carly Bauer. Set it outside to Carly. Big swing, but a nice dig by Nickel. Noble sets middle. Claus Rohde around the single block, but sent it wide. Oh, what a turnaround, and Claus Rohde just missed it. That would have got the Axtell fans fired up, because that was a very good play that time by Nickel, who has struggled earlier tonight. Elena Boudreau now to serve it away. Side out for Minden. Boudreau serve. At Miller, set outside Robinson, over the block and over the back line, out of bounds. Kind of poked at it instead of following through. And now Minden's 2 points away from the opening set. Boudreau takes a lot of time here. Spins the volleyball and fires a strong one. Miller knocks her over, and it has to be passed over by Claus Rohde, picked up by Chelsea Miller. Rouse slide right side, and it's going to be Sydney Stadler off the tape. Noble got a hand on it, but nobody could play it after that. Stadler with her second kill, and it is game point for Minden. 24-18. Minden with three in a row, and Boudreau serve. Blows it down the middle, played by Miller. Good pass, Noble. Set Robinson, left side, tips it over the double block. A little confusion, who wants it? Back row has to be set over. Free ball here for the Axtell Wildcats, but they don't get a very good set that time and have to punch it over. Rouse sets outside. Carly Bauer for Minden terminates, but that's the end of the opening set. As Boudreau gets the service point, Carly Bauer gets her first kill of the game, and Minden wins it 25-18. We'll give you the first set numbers in a minute.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Let's take a look at the opening game numbers here of our final match. First of all, for Axtell, I had Haley Kring with 3 kills, Hannah Kring with a service point, an ace block, and 1 kill. Jordan Miller with 3 service points. One of them was an ace. Lexi Claus-Rody, 2 kills. Sarah Feck, 2 kills. Kaylee Becker, a service point. Sierra Robinson, 2 service points. One was an ace, 1 kill. Axtell had 9 kills, 1 ace block, and 2 ace serves. For Minden, Chelsea Miller had a service point. Bailey Peterson, 3 kills. Sydney Stadler, 2 service points. One was an ace, 2 kills. Hallie Bauer, 2 service points. One was an ace, 7 kills. Carly Bauer, 5 service points, 2 of them aces, 1 kill. And Elena Boudreau had 4 service points. 13 kills, no ace blocks, 4 ace serves. Minden takes the opening set, 25-18. And Coach Ed Rouse telling me earlier today that Hallie Bauer had been under the weather, but seems like she's in full sync right now. 7 kills in this opening game. Minden takes the opening set from Axtell, and we'll move on to the second set right after this on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And welcome back to high school volleyball on KKPR-FM. Kearney Axtell Minden, as Axtell will start away with the serve here in the second set, and Minden had a little trouble getting it. Bauer got a swing on it, hit the tape, and went across. Now Axtell is scrambling. Back row attack will be picked up there off of Kring by Bauer. Now Bauer back row attack, and has it. Hallie Bauer with her 8th kill, and Minden gets the first point of the second set. Back to serve it away is going to be Carly Bauer. Then pretty good solid service from there. Carly floats a knuckleball down the middle. Kring has it at the net. We've got a little lift called, trying to keep it out of the net on Noble. So Minden, 2-0. That's one of those things, though, as a setter, got to do what you got to do. And the serve by Carly Bauer. Strong one, overpass, and it falls to the floor. Nickel is going to get credit for the point there. That was such a strong serve that it shot right back over, and Minden wasn't prepared. Robinson now to serve for the cap. And Sierra, pretty deep. They play it. Rouse sets middle. Swing goes into the net. 4 hits called. No block on the attack error from Stammer. We're tied at 2. And Robinson to serve it away again. Again, more high school volleyball next Tuesday here on Classic Hits, a rematch of last year's C1 state championship, Kearney Catholic at Grand Island Central Catholic. Robinson, an ace serve. Boy, it almost looked like she was off balance, but she served it. All of Minden kind of leaned one way, and the ball came shooting the opposite way. And the second ace for Robinson in the match, and Axtell takes the 3-2 lead in game two. Robinson moves this one way to the other corner. Carly Bauer, Rouse sets to the outside. Hallie Bauer, near side attack, down and good. 3-3, side out Minden. Don't forget high school football coming up this weekend. And the Huskers tomorrow night. UNK playing tonight against Hastings College at the Health and Sports Center, the Lopers fourth in the country. Hastings coming off a good weekend as well. Serve is across here by Stadler. Back set to the right side. Feck drives it over. Boudreau stays in the back row with the dig. Up to Hallie Bauer, sets it across. The dig made by Nickel, and outside, here comes the attack from the back row, down and good. Lundeen out of nowhere sends it over. Laura Lundeen with the kill. 4-3, Axtell, and the volleyball decides to leave the gymnasium. They wanted to go out and get a program, see what Pat was doing in the office, and now Hannah goes out and gets the volleyball, so we're good to go. Hannah Kring serves it away. Just got over the top there. Picked up by Bauer. Set from Carly out to Hallie. Hallie around the double block. Nobody's home. And kill number 10 for Hallie Bauer. 4-4, game two. Minden won the opener 25-18. Both teams beat Gothenburg earlier tonight. Axtell in three tight ones. Minden in two. Allie Rouse now to serve it away. Checks with father and coach Ed about the service area. Goes right in the middle. They get it to Kring. Haley fires it across, and Minden can't do anything with it. Fourth kill for Haley Kring. And just like the opening game, Axtell is doing more than staying with Minden. They have the lead. And Jordan Miller's back in to serve it away here for the Cats on their home court. Serve goes down the middle, picked up there by Carly Bauer. Right side attack, Hallie takes it over, and it's going to be passed into the stage. Number 11 for Hallie Bauer. 5-5. And Bauer goes back to serve it away. That puts Carly up front along with Boudreaux and Peterson. Serve across, pass back low of the net. It's going to be an ace. Second ace of the match for Bauer. And Minden regains the lead at 6-5. Serve across. Right back into the middle there to Nichols. Set outside. The attack going to be whistled dead because Minden's in the net. So Axtell will get the 3 point. And back to serve it away will be Haley Kring. Kring goes to the middle of the service area. Fires it across. To Chelsea Miller, overpass, tipped by Claus Rohde, can't put it away, so Carly Bauer will drive it into the back corner, picked up by Nichols, set outside, joust at the net, Boudreaux tipped it over, Axtell has it, Gabby Noble standing spike across, picked up by Rouse, set left side, Carly Bauer over the double block, picked up by Haley Kring, Axtell goes outside Robinson, but she puts it into the net, trying to cut it around the double block on the short side. Minden 7, Axtell 6. Back into the front row, Sydney Stadler for the Whippets, and Chelsea Miller to serve it away. Miller serve. They let it go, and it's in. A serve for Chelsea Miller, her first of the night. Don't forget, at the end of the night, whenever this match does come to a close, the Misco Sports postgame show with all of the final stats. Miller now on the serve. Fires this one a little deeper. Miller's pass off the mark. Robinson got it back on the court, and then it's still hit into the net. And timeout will be taken here by Axtell. Minden won the opening game 25-18. They're up 9-6, game two on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
You're always first with a First State Bank in Gothenburg. Stop in to the First State Bank in Gothenburg today and open a checking account and savings account and ask about the loan options they have that are just right for what you are looking for. Let the professionals help you with your financing. The First State Bank in Gothenburg offers online banking for your savings and checking accounts. They also have direct deposit and bill pay. Best of luck from the First State Bank in Gothenburg. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to action here at Axtell. Got a good point going on. Minden has it to Carly Bauer. She has to set it across. Saved by Miller. Tapped across there by Noble. Back set, slide right side. Boudreaux hits the floor. Inside the line. That means a point for Minden. First kill of this match for Elena Boudreaux. And now Minden leads it by a score of 10-6. And Chelsea Miller to serve again. Looking for four in a row. Standing spike, Robinson gets across. Rouse sets it back to Carly Bauer. Angle attack is on the line. Carly Bauer now starting to come alive. 11-6 Minden. Five in a row here for the Whippets. And Chelsea Miller stands back at that service line again. Axtell hoping to get the ball back out of that timeout. Couldn't do it. This serve hits the net and then rolls up on the arm of Robinson. And no call out an ace. That's just a bad break for Sierra Robinson when the serve clipped the net. 12-6 Minden. Trying to open up game two a little quicker than they did in game one. Noble set right side. Becker slaps it across. Boudreaux plays it. It goes into the back row. Here's Hallie Bauer. She'll cut it over. Noble, and nobody else gets it. Hallie Bauer or 12th kill. 13-6, and Axtell got to find a way to get Chelsea Miller off that line. And it looks like it's already over at Wood River between Kearney Catholic and Wood River. Kearney Catholic beats Wood River 25-18, 25-21, and 25-15. And another ace serve for Chelsea Miller, as we tell you that. And another timeout by Axtell. That is eight in a row for Minden. They lead it 14-6 here in game two. We'll be right back.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
And Axtell has had to burn their second time out here in this eight-point run by Minden. Minden won the opening set 25-18. Now they're up 14-6 in game two, and still firing that volleyball away is Chelsea Miller. Three aces in this run, and Axtell cannot get it back. They had played so well and really even with Minden here for the first game and 12 points, and now you can tell the air kind of coming out of the sail. Let's see if Axtell can regroup, and Miller finally misses one. Makes it 15-7. Back to serve it away. Kaylee Becker. Northwest has taken the first set over Aurora tonight, 25-15. So they're a little later getting started. Serve to the outside. They're going to pick it up to Carly Bauer. And Bauer with her third kill. Sister Hallie has 12 in this game. Bailey Peterson also with three. Bailey Kring leading Axtell with four. Elena Boudreau to serve it away, 16-7. Boudreau really takes a swing at that. Off Miller, off the ceiling. It's played across by Hannah Kring. Rouse sets right side. The attack blocked out of bounds. Give the point to Sydney Stanler, her third kill. There were some powerful swings on that rally. And Boudreau will serve it away. 17-7. The Whippets now up by 10. And Boudreau just kind of swinging as hard as she can, put that one into the net. Back over to Gabby Noble now for the Lady Cats. And Noble serve. Over to Hallie Bauer. Rouse sets middle. Stanler off the block. Nobody can pick it up. Stanler with the kill. Number four for Sydney. And Axtell just can't get anything going right now. 18-8 Minden. Looking for their 13th win of the season. And Carly Bauer with the serve. Close to deep middle. Haley Kring set to the outside. Sarah Feck punches it across. Barely got over there off the block. Rouse sets outside. Hallie Bauer overswung into the net. A rare attack error in this match for Hallie Bauer. Back to Axtell, but can they get a point on their serve? They have not done that the last six times. And this serve is across to Boudreau, and her pass is off the mark. That'll be an ace. That's one way to get them. And Sierra Robinson with her third ace of the match, 18-10, Minden. Track that volleyball down. Get her back to Robinson. Float it down the left side. Bauer to the 10-foot line to Rouse. Back to Hallie. She rolls it over. Picked up by Nickel. Set to the outside. Haley Kring hasn't got a swing in a while. She does there. It's picked up off the ceiling. Players run together. Looks like everybody's going to be okay. They're going to call four hits, though, because when Rouse and I think it was Boudreau collided, they both touched it. So a point here for Axtell. 18-11. Robinson serves again. Looks like everybody's okay, though, and Robinson mishit that. And it's going to be a point here for Minden. 19-11. Again, earlier tonight in our first match, it was Axtell rallying to beat the Gothenburg Swedes, 26-24, 22-25, 25-22. Minden beat Gothenburg, 25-19, 25-15. And now Minden serves it into the net. So the teams exchange service errors, and Axtell will get to go again. Side out there for Hannah Kring, who's been a lot quieter in this match than she was against Gothenburg. Floats it over to Boudreaux. Route, short set, middle, and mistiming the jump there. Miscommunication between her and senior Bailey Peterson. And Axtell will get point number 13. And made a couple mistakes here in the last few points. Anna Kring backs up Carly Bauer. They'll set it out to Hallie. Got a good look. She'll drive it home. Hallie Bauer had that one on her sights before Rouse even started to set the ball. And now Hallie Rouse goes back to serve it away here. 20-13. Minden 5 points away from the sweep of the match. And the serve is across to Lundeen. Pass it over and out of bounds. A serve for Rouse. 21-13. Rouse had 1-8 serve against Gothenburg. Picks one up here. And with this 8-point lead, Coach Ed Rouse can go a little bit farther on the bench. Back in will be Sarah Ryan. We've seen her earlier tonight. Saw her in the first match as well against Gothenburg. And the serve. Rouse just floats that over. Haley Kring gets it up. Outside, can Glazrodi keep it in play? Yes, she will. Here's Boudreaux setting it for Ryan. Hit the net. Got across. Quickly returned by Lundeen. It's on the Minden side. Rouse sets right side. Boudreaux off the tape and down on the floor for a Boudreaux kill. Her second, 22-13 Minden. Three in a row here for the Whippets. Rouse to go again. And Allie serve. Down the middle to Kring. Beck's just going to set it across. Chelsea Miller, though, is ready for it. Back set to Boudreaux. Boudreaux finds the near corner for another nice kill. Rouse put it right on the money with that back set. 23-13 and into the ball game, Olivia Steen. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. Axtell's about ready to suffer their second defeat of the year, but pretty good team that they have lost to, both state-rated. Rouse going to go with that little Cloud served, just barely got across. Cloud's Rody will roll it across. Rouse now sets to the outside. Hallie Bauer tips over the single block. One arm saved by Noble. Then to Nickel. And Lundeen will pass it across. Free ball here. Rouse sets short. Here's Ryan off the single block. Lundeen with another dig. Noble sets outside. Haley Kring will put this one down and good. Fifth kill for Haley Kring. Side out, Axtell. But they've got a long way to come as Jordan Miller goes back to serve. She's done okay from that service line throughout the night, but needs a bunch here. Minden is up 23-14 in the second set after winning the opener, 25-18. And the serve by Miller. Backs up Bauer. Carly plays it. They set it to Ryan in the middle, and she hit it over, but it went out. It caught just a little bit of the net and kicked it too far right. So Axtell moves the scoreboard up another point. And Miller will serve. Jordan floats it deep to Chelsea. Pass goes to Allie Rouse. To Steen, the left-hander. Wasn't covered because of that left hand, but she hit it deep. So just missed the line, and here comes Axtell again. Kind of like they did at the match against Gothenburg, put some together like this. Serve across Miller. Rouse short set. Ryan punches it across, and she'll get the kill. Sarah Ryan with her first kill of the match, and that will bring us to match point, 24-16 Minden. And Hallie Ballard is serving away here with a chance to bring our triangular to an end tonight here at Axtell. And the serve. Deep middle, picked up there by Nickel. Set up for Kring. Middle attack down and good. Boy, Haley Kring, when she gets an opening, and remember, with being in D2, the Axtell team's got a chance to do a lot of damage. But it's still multiple match points here for Minden. Haley Kringle serving across to Bauer. Here's the set left side. Carly off the tape. It rolls across. The dig is made by Robinson. Set middle, Glazrodi. Drives it over. Rouse with the dig. Set to Ryan. Ryan with the attack. Picked up back row. Nickel. It stays there. Tracked down by Miller and passed across. Stays right in the front. Should be a good one here for Minden to the left side with the left-hander. Steen takes it across. But Axtell keeps it alive, and Glazrodi shoves it over. Rouse, one more set, this time to Carly Bauer. Tips it over. Saved by Miller. Set to the outside, Axtell. Robinson tips it over. Long rally on match point. Carly Bauer, big swing, down and good. That'll finally bring the point to an end and end our volleyball here tonight at Axtell. Well, Minden did what they were supposed to do. They came in and got two victories. Axtell got that win to start the night against Gothenburg in kind of a toss-up match. And they go 1-1. 25-18, 25-17, Minden over Axtell, but pretty good showing for the D2 school against the much larger C1 school here tonight. And I don't think Brad Nelson could be too disappointed with the way his girls played. They put in a pretty good effort. And Minden did good as well. They earned a lot of the points that they put up on the board tonight. We'll take a look at all the stats on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And we're back at Axtell. I want to thank Athletic Director and Head Coach Brad Nelson and all of the folks here at Axtell for their hospitality as we bring you the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the brinks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and they'll have the merchandise you need to help you play a little bit better. Misco Sports, downtown Kearney. The numbers from game number two for Axtell. Haley Kring had three kills. Hannah Kring had one service point. Jordan Miller had two service points here in the second game. Gabby Nickel had a kill, Laura Lundeen had a kill, and Sierra Robinson, four service points, two of them aces. Axtell was held to just five kills there in the second set. No ace blocks, two ace serves. For Minden in the second set, Allie Rouse had three service points, one was an ace. Chelsea Miller had eight service points on that run, three of them were aces. Sydney Stadler, two kills. Hallie Bauer, an ace serve, and six kills in that game. Carly Bauer had a service point, three kills. Sarah Ryan a kill. Elena Boudreau a service point and three kills. 15 kills, no ace blocks, five ace serves as Minden takes the second set 25-17 to win the match in straight sets. And we are joined by the head coach of the Whippets, Ed Rouse. And Coach, always a little scary coming into something like this. We mentioned that when this was put together, Axtell was playing C2 volleyball. And in 2 years or 3 years, whatever it's been, now they're down to D2. You've already beaten Gothenburg, so you wanted to go out and make sure that they didn't overlook that. And then, obviously, from a variety of standpoints, closeness of the schools, a Hoosier situation on a lower level, and wild card points, I'm guessing you told the girls, go out, play volleyball, take care of business, don't look at them as a B2 school.
For sure. They have a nice team. And so I'd got to see them play last week against Shelton, and that was a nice match that they had. Both teams were high-power teams, and either way, you've got to be able to serve tough and pass good. If you don't do those two, your hitters don't show up. So we knew we had to serve tough against them. We had to pass well because they serve pretty well. So, you know, that was really the battle back and forth because they were going to have a pretty good hitter up front all the time too. With both the Kring girls are good. And anyway, all of them had their thing. So that's exactly right. We needed the 50. We got the 50. Hopefully they can keep us, help us out with that 50.
Well, that's the good thing is that Axtell is an 8-2 ball club right now, and it looks like they're going to do just fine down in D2. When you watch the first match between these two teams tonight, neither team could pick up a serve, and the way you guys have been serving it, it could have been easy to think, just get the serve in, we're going to get out of here. Something changed because they both picked up the serve a lot better, and I don't think that's because you guys were serving light.
No, we didn't try to anyway. We definitely wanted to keep the pressure on from there. And felt like when they're out of system, we'd get a lot of free balls. And our goal, we don't free ball very often. And so you let a team have a free ball and run their system any way they want. Then you got multiple girls to defend. And anyway, I said the same thing. I thought, went in the locker room and talked about it. Axtell's going to bring a better game for this one. It'd be easy to overlook Gothenburg a little bit by their record, even though they have some nice athletes on the floor. And so I figured they played better against us. And we needed to come out and just do what we do. And so, fortunate again, you play in a situation like this, that is a nice team. If we were to have a bad night or somebody be down a little bit, it's going to be really close.
Ed Rouse with us here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Talk about your blocking game, because I've seen you a couple times this year. You don't put up ace blocks, but you get hands on volleyballs. talk a little bit about your, I don't know if it's philosophy of, or how you handle that, not being an, I can't even say you're a small team. You don't have any 6'2 kids, but your thoughts on how you get some hands up at the net.
Well, I wish I knew more.
If I said that right.
I wish I knew more. It's something that we have constantly worked on since the season started, especially after games started, that we don't get near as many ace blocks as pretty much every team we play. And I don't know what the deal is. We work on stuff all the time. Just had both Middleton yesterday and watched some tape. And obviously you want to try to get double up block on everything that we can and not leave gaps. And, we, you know, if a middle's late getting there, then somebody else has to cover behind her. And that it, we really, our goal is to get better at it. We did get some better touches tonight. We talked about that between games as well. We had touches that even if it didn't stay on the other team's side of the stuff, that at least we were able to dig the ball off of the block, and then we'd get back in our offense. So, you know, I don't know, Doug. It's something we're working on trying to make better.
What do you think about, and I know this is always predicated, I'll ask the coach what he thinks about his center, how she's improved so far this year.
I'd say that there's more stuff written down on my clipboard about her than probably anybody, about little things that we need to get better at. But it isn't as much her as much as it is the position and how it affects the rest of the team. But she's gotten better. Expectations were high coming in that she wouldn't be intimidated or anything like that. I think that fortunately the girls on our team have accepted her and want her to be there. I think she can make the team better and all those things. So I think that's made that part of it easier coming in. You know, she's got to get better. You know, we really would love to play in Grand Island at the end of the season. She, you know, all of them got to get better, and that means her as well. So I think she's done well.
Holdridge is coming up Saturday. That has been such a roller coaster of who's good and who's not and who's won that tournament over the last decade. What do we see this Saturday?
Well, we have Holdridge first round, and so I'll go watch them on Thursday against AC. And it's the only option. And but they... You know, Holdridge has got athletes, and we played in the summer top 10. They're a nice team. So they're going to be tough, and playing them at home at 10 o'clock in the morning. They're home. But Central Catholic, obviously, is the cream of the crop there. They've already beaten us. They've already beaten St. Cecilia. They've already beaten St. Paul. Well, there's your teams that have had notoriety in the papers. So they definitely are the odds-on team to, you know, that's expected to win it. But I really feel we've got to get Holdridge right away. We want to stay in this nice gym all day. And then St. Cecilia puts great athletes on the floor, and you just never know what you're going to get from them. So, you know, we hope that on Saturday, late afternoon, we're playing St. Cecilia in the, or Central Catholic in the finals with a chance to avenge a loss. If that happens, then, you know, we'll take care of what we should have and then have a chance to maybe turn the tables on Central Catholic.
All right, buddy. We'll see you here in a couple of weeks over at that Shelton Quad where Wood River's waiting, and so there's going to be good
Shelton first.
There.
That'll be a tough one.
Shelton and Wood River both doing good, along with Ravenna to wrap that up. So we'll let you get back to the locker room. Thanks for the time.
Great. Thanks, Doug.
And around. Head volleyball coach of the Minden Whippets. We'll be back and give you the final overall stats and wrap things up on the Visco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Killian Motors, it's easy to find your next vehicle. For 32 years, Killian's has delivered the best deals on vehicles, along with first-class service. Pick from extended and crew cab pickups, Acadias, Yukon XLs, and more. And for qualified buyers, they can be driven off the lot with up to 60 months of 0% financing or huge rebates. And right now, your trade-in has never been worth more. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction.
And welcome back to the Visco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's look at the final stats we had in our Minden-Axtell match. For Axtell, it was Haley Kring leading the team with 6 kills, Hannah Kring, 2 service points, an ace block, and 1 kill, Jordan Miller, 5 service points, 1 was an ace, Lexi Claus-Rody, 2 kills, Gabby Nickel and Laura Lundeen each had a kill, Sarah Feck, 2 kills, Kaylee Becker had a service point, Sierra Robinson led the team in serving with 6 points, 3 of them aces, and 1 kill. Axtell managed only 14 kills tonight. Minden's just pretty darn good at digging the ball up. 1 ace block and 4A serves. Axtell suffers just their second loss of the year as they'll fall to 8-2 on the season. And up next for Axtell, they will be playing Thursday night over at Wilcox Hildreth with the Falcons and Southern Valley. For Minden Alley Rouse, the center, 3 service points. One of those was an ace. Chelsea Miller led the team in serving this match with 9 points. 3 of them were aces. Bailey Peterson had 3 kills. Sydney Stadler, 2 service points. One was an ace, 4 kills. Hallie Bauer, 3 service points, 2 of them aces, and a match-high 13 kills. Carly Bauer, 6 service points, 2 of them aces, 4 kills. Sarah Ryan, a kill. And Elena Boudreaux, 5 service points and 3 kills. Minden had a solid 28 kills, no ace blocks, 9 ace serves, as the Whippets improved to 13-2 on the season with a 25-18-25-17 win over Axtell. They beat Gothenburg in straight sets tonight, while Axtell squeaked out a close one over Gothenburg, 26-24, 22-25, and 25-22. Up next for Minden, they've got another tough one this weekend. They go to Holdridge. They play Holdridge in their tournament in the first round. You've got Grand Island Central Catholic, a potential matchup in the finals. Hastings St. Cecilia is there, and a variety of other teams. So that's what's coming up for Minden. And then we will see them on November the 4th at the Shelton Quad. They'll play Shelton in the first round. Wood River will play Ravenna. And then we'll have the consolation and championship games for you on October 4th. Also a reminder that our next volleyball action is 1 week from tonight, a rematch of the Class C1 state championship from last year at Grand Island, where Central Catholic takes on Kearney Catholic at 7 o'clock. Kearney Catholic earlier tonight swept Wood River, a Class C2 fifth-ranked team, 25-18, 21, and 15. For our producer engineers, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, saying that one more time, we've got a score update. Grand Island Northwest has won the first 2 sets over Aurora by identical 25-15 scores. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Maybe you just need some comfortable shoes for exercising around the house, something to keep the back feeling a little bit better. Intramurals is going to get underway. Jerseys, maybe you need them made up. Misco's will do it for you. Basketball shorts, basketball shoes, they're there. Wrestling, they're there. Maybe things didn't last so long in the volleyball and football season as you thought. They'll get it for you right away if it's not on hand. Misco Sport, all the bricks for the downtown Kearney Center. And again, for our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us for high school volleyball. Our final match, Minden over Axtell, 25-18, 25-17 from Axtell. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.